Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: pull over, come across, and run into. Now, all three of these phrasal verbs are pretty different in their meanings and how you would use them in a sentence. So we'll talk about all three of them and their different meanings and how to use them in a sentence. Now, for this video, for each phrasal verb, I'm going to give you three sentences and then give you an explanation of how that phrasal verb is used in the sentence. So let's go ahead and get started with our first phrasal verb, pull over. Now, pull over has a couple of different meanings and uses. The first main meaning that we would use is if you were driving in a car and you were going to pull over the car. That means you would be moving the car to the side of the road, either to get to safety or to stop driving for some particular reason or to turn, but you're pulling the car over. You're moving the car over to the side of the road in a safe way. The second way that we would use pull over is for a jacket or a coat, something that you would actually pull over your head. So if you need something for warmer weather, you would take a jacket, and it's called a pullover because you're literally pulling it over your head. So let's take a look at the sentences for pullover. Sentence number one. As the rain poured down even harder, Jacob decided to pull over into the gas station parking lot and wait until it subsided. So in this situation, you can imagine Jacob is driving down the road, maybe on the highway. It's raining really hard now, it's pouring down rain, so maybe you can imagine he's having difficulty looking through his windshield. He wants to get somewhere maybe a little bit safer, so he decides to pull over his car or move his car over into a gas station. And he's gonna wait for the rain to pass by. He wants to stay in safety for a little bit at the gas station. So he pulls his car over into the gas station in order to be safe. Let's take a look at sentence number two. When Hannah saw the flashing lights behind her, she knew the cop was pulling her over for running that last red light. So Hannah's driving down the road. Maybe she's not paying attention, or maybe she's going too fast, but she runs a red light. So after she runs the red light, she sees the police lights behind her flashing. She knows the cop is going to pull her over. That means that he wants her to pull the car over to the side of the road, probably so that he can give her a ticket. He's going to give her a ticket for the red light that she ran behind her. So in this case, he wants her to pull over to the side of the road so that he can do that. And oftentimes when we are talking about police or cops, we would say that they're going to pull you over, and that means that they are generally going to ask you to move to the side and give you a ticket. Let's move on to sentence number three. As the wind started to pick up, Mr. Robertson put on his pullover. So in this case, the weather is changing, the wind is starting to pick up, maybe it's getting a little bit colder. Mr. Robertson wants to put on a pullover, so he's going to put on a jacket that he's going to pull over his head, either a sweater or a zip-up or something that he would literally have to pull over his head. We would normally do that, like I said, when the weather changes, when it gets a little bit colder, you're literally pulling the jacket over your head. So Mr. Robertson was putting on a pullover. Let's move on to our next phrasal verb, come across. Now, come across also has a couple of different meanings. The first meaning, to come across, would mean that you found something unexpectedly. You didn't mean to find that thing, but you either found it by chance or by surprise. You came across something, you found something that you didn't intend to find. The second way that we would use come across is the impression that you're giving. So either by your behavior or your actions, you give a certain impression. Maybe if you laugh and smile a lot, people find you to be very friendly. You come across as being friendly. So let's talk about these two ways that you would use come across in a sentence. Sentence number one. While at the library yesterday, I came across an interesting book about computer engineering that I thought you might like. So in this case, someone is at the library, maybe they have another errand that they have to do, they need to drop off a book or go to a meeting, but they came across a book about computer engineering. They didn't mean to find this book or intend to find the book, but they came across it by chance, and they thought the other person might like the book. So in this case, they didn't intend to find it, but they came across it unexpectedly. Let's take a look at sentence number two. Tom came across an article in the newspaper that he thought would be good to share with the class because of their recent conversations about politics. Now, in this case, Tom is reading through the newspaper. Maybe he's just reading general articles, or he's looking for the sports pages, but he's not looking for anything in particular. But he comes across this article. He unexpectedly found this article that just happened to do with the same conversation they were having about politics in his class. So when he found this article, when he came across this article, he decided to cut it out, share it with the class. He came across something he didn't intend to find, but he found it unexpectedly, and it ended up being something good for the conversation for his class. He came across the article. Let's take a look at sentence number three. Jake didn't smile or laugh once during his interview, so he came across as stiff and unfriendly. Now, in this situation, we're talking about the impression that he gives because of his behavior. Jake's behavior was sort of unfriendly. He didn't smile, he didn't laugh, so he came across, he gave the impression that he's unfriendly or stiff. Oftentimes, when you give a specific behavior, that helps to give an impression or helps people to see how you come across. So if he was to be really friendly and smile and laugh a lot, people would probably have the impression that he's very friendly. He would come across as a friendly person. Let's take a look at our third phrasal verb, run into. Now, run into has a couple of different meanings also. The first meaning for run into means that you bump or crash into someone, either by accident or on purpose. Another type of run into could be that you run into challenges, or you come across a problem or an issue with something. Normally, if you say you're running into something, you're running into a challenge or you're running into a problem. The third way that we would say run into is you meet up with someone unexpectedly. So if you run into someone unexpectedly, you didn't mean to see them or to meet up with them, but you unexpectedly ran into them. Normally a good thing. Let's take a look at our sentences. Sentence number one. Because she wasn't watching where she was going, Katie ran into a child on the busy sidewalk and dropped three coffees she had just purchased. Now in this case, Katie has just purchased three coffees. She's walking with them in her hands. Maybe she's trying to get somewhere to a meeting really quickly and she's not watching where she's going. The sidewalk is really busy. She runs into a child and knocks all her coffees down. So she crashes into the child or bumps into the child. She didn't mean to, but because she wasn't watching and she was going quickly, she ran into the child and dropped all of her coffees. So in this case, we would say that she ran into the child or bumped into the child. Sentence number two. While they were building the new aircraft, they ran into some challenges with the weight of the aluminum and the size of the wings. Now in this case, run into means to run into a problem or to run into an issue. You're sort of coming across an issue that you didn't mean to find. So in this case, they're building a new aircraft. They ran into some problems or some challenges while they were building the aircraft that had to do with the metal weight and the size of the wings. So they're going to have to fix these problems that they have now run into or kind of come across. Sentence number three. When he went to the concert, Sammy ran into so many old friends he had known in college. So in this case, Sammy is meeting up with people unexpectedly. He's going to a concert. He thought maybe he was going to just be there by himself, but he ran into some old college friends at the concert. He didn't intend to run into them, but he came across them or met up with them unexpectedly. It was a positive thing for him to run into these friends that he didn't think that he was going to be able to see. So in all three of these phrasal verbs, pull over, come across, and run into, we have different meanings. I hope these explanations have helped you to understand how to use these phrasal verbs in sentences. And I hope to talk to you soon for some more phrasal verbs. Thanks.